Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
While we're here looking at movie times, I'm trying to decide if I'm going to sneak out and finally see the He-Man movie this weekend.
Oh.
This is the second weekend it's been out, and it's already been moved to all the teeny tiny theaters.
Oh.
It's out of IMAX. It's out of all the giant screens. It's in these little dinky theaters that have like 50 seats. And I'm like, is it even worth it? I'm kind of pissed right now.
You have to see it. You absolutely have to go. I'm bummed for you, though.
I'm bummed for me, too.
Should have went opening weekend. Well, I feel couldn't. Like you
Nicole's
not going.
Nicole's stupid family was here.
I know, but I feel like that kind of like you might have done it. It
I'm
might
a little
be your
down.
Fault.
Not gonna lie. And this is the strangest thing because everybody that's gone to see it has said it's a fantastic movie. All the like Rotten Tomatoes and everything, it's getting great scores.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to the movie theater to see movies.
Yeah.
And
I
it
know.
Sucks. So I'm like, at that point, I'm like, do we all load up for $100 and go see this movie, or do I just wait like a month now? It'll be on streaming, you know?
You have
no,
to see it.
No, you got to go to the theater.
But I don't want to see it in a little teeny tiny theater.
I know, but
it's
you
dumb.
Kind of still have
my
to
TV
do it.
In my basement's big.
Yeah, right? You're like, why did I drag that thing down
it's
there
right.
It's not to watch He-Man?
I don't know. So I'll keep you updated. I'll let you know.
I'm shocked you haven't seen it yet.
Well, like, I haven't had time.
I know, which it just to me, I thought you would just say, family, we don't know each other for 3 hours. Like, don't talk to me. Don't try and get a hold of me.
Leave me
like,
alone.
You don't know me, okay? Like, I thought you'd at least pull that you know.
I'm a little down, so you guys better bring me up today, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You ready,
bring
Josh?
The laughs.
Oh, we got you.
All right, thank you.
Let's do this.
I've discovered something about this job recently.
Okay.
We've been together for almost 2 years now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All of us. Aww. Actually, this is our show number 387, just the three of us.
I knew. It felt like 387, didn't it?
It's my 5,164th morning show since I've started working
Jeez.
Here. 5,164. Good God.
I love how you keep track.
Well, it's kind of fun. I've done over 5,100 morning shows here.
Fun.
In some sort of capacity. The first 20 minutes of my morning, every morning,
is awesome.
I don't want to be people messaging me saying I'm mean, first of all.
Yeah.
The first 20 minutes of my morning, each and every morning, is looking at all the pictures and video Katie has taken the day before.
It really is.
And I have to sit here and look at all the pictures and videos that Katie took.
Yeah.
Including numerous videos this morning of ducks that she saw at the park.
I bet you're sad you missed that, Josh.
They're ducks, Katie. Yeah.
No,
a lot of duck videos. There's a single duck waddling along.
Thank
then he
you.
Had a duck friend waddling along.
He brought his duck family to the golf course.
Then all of a sudden there
course.
Was a duck family.
Yes.
And I saw all the videos of the ducks.
Just on the
in
back
the park.
Nine, you know? It was awesome. And that's the thing. I always see the geese at the golf course.
But
always.
Never
the videos
ducks.
Of the I
never
saw videos
the
of geese.
Never the ducks. So I just thought it was a sign.
Saw pictures
a sign.
Of a sign that she took.
I did.
There's pictures of this sign that said caution slippery
the
or something.
Slippery conditions.
Slippery conditions.
I thought it'd be a good name for a band.
No context whatsoever. She's like, look at this sign. Isn't it funny? So, no, it's nice. It's cute. And, you know, I've talked to my wife about this.
And did she say, indulge her? She's a sweet person. Just listen to
nailed
her.
It. Nailed
look
it.
At her pictures. Thank
nailed
you.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Nailed it. She said, you know, you got to put yourself in Katie's shoes.
Yeah.
Where you leave the radio station and you're flying solo for a lot of your day.
It's
the,
so
you
funny.
Know?
Yeah.
And then you come in and you're like, somebody to talk to. And then you take your eagle talons and zinc them into me and my eyeballs.
And you love it. You love it.
Thank you for keeping me updated on everything that's going on in your life.
It's also how I remember what happened to me yesterday. I just take a bunch of pictures, video, and then we're in here. I look back on it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, and then this happened, and then this happened, and oh, my gosh, the ducks.
Did you see the ducks? This is quackers.
And I found out the guy mallards have the green heads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're good-looking ducks.
Oh, flashy.
Not going to deny that, but, you know, as you're getting ready over here, I'm trying to come up with fast fives and, you know, topics and working on the mile high hype. And she's like, have you ever seen a video of a duck? No? Well, here's eight of them. Yeah. I was like, what the duck is going on? Time for some sports!
Yeah!
I got a couple quick things, and then Josh will jump in. But how about this big number? Old Patrick Mahomes has agreed to a reworked contract worth $504 million, making him the highest-paid NFL player in history. The deal's going to keep him with the Kansas City Chiefs through the 2033 season. He's going to be about 38 years old when that ends. Mm-hmm. It's essentially an extension to his current two-year contract. And he's going to be making about $64 million a year. And then there's incentives and escalators and bonuses. They say that could push him up to $522 million. But can you imagine making that kind of bank?
To play a game.
To throw a ball around.
I mean,
be tackled by large men.
He does a really good job at throwing that ball around, so I can see why they want to give him so much money. But
a contract worth $500 million now?
Wow.
Whoa. And then how about this locally? Our very own Sean Payton got a new five-year deal. It's going to keep him with the Broncos through the 2030 season. The deal replaces his two-year contract. Hold on. The deal replaces the final 2 years that were left on his previous contract. No word on how much he's making.
Yeah,
he was doing about $18 million, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's a highly, highly paid coach, and he deserves it. Look, he went from 8 wins to 10 wins to 14 wins last season, so that's obviously the upward trajectory that you want as a Broncos fan. Yeah. He's doing a hell of a job. I like the way he's coaching the team.
He ended Denver's playoff drought. He led the Broncos to consecutive playoff appearances, and he took Denver to the AFC Championship game last season. And this story here says, and the owners just kind of really like him.
No, I mean, yeah. We could have went a lot farther, too. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
so,
we could have. Yeah.
It wasn't for the darn injuries.
That old ankle.
Yeah.
Oh, so, nuts.
Good for him. Go Broncos. A
couple big contracts coming out of the NFL. What you got, Josh?
Well, with the World Cup going on right now, 2,000 soccer enthusiasts were talking about what rules their lives, the loyalty to the game or their love lives. And honestly, the answers might shock you. Of those 2,000 soccer enthusiasts, they found that about 40% asked their potential dates about their team allegiances, like, first thing in their relationships. Like, that is the number one thing they care about. And nearly 50% of the say that the information could be a deal breaker, depending on the team that they choose. So 20% of those family, Jer, we're getting a lot of numbers here. You like this? 20% of those people worry about their family and friends' reactions to their boyfriend or girlfriend and what team they like. And then they said the biggest fight that they have is about who their future, mind you, this is like their second or third date, who their future children would cheer for. What team that they're and they said, this could be a deal breaker,
you
guys.
Oh, yeah. Allegiance is everything.
It is literally everything. And of those people, 15% say, we only watch these matches in public to prevent further arguments. And they said that they have disputed. The study revealed that 27% would choose watching football over dating altogether. I just don't want to fight with the spouse or whoever anyway. I just would rather sit at home, watch my game, eat my popcorn, and drink my beer. Like,
funny.
They don't want to fight at all. They just want to watch their games. That is like I'm a sports fan, okay? But I still want a wife. Like, I want to get out there, find a wife and everything. But these people are so tied to the game and their allegiance to the players or the teams that they like. They're like, you know what? Screw everything. I don't want a love life. I just want to sit on my couch and watch my game.
Those are sports people right there.
Yeah, they are. Sports. Wow.
I was perusing this list that came out from Bro Bible last night, I think. They collected the 25 highest-rated movies on IMDb from the past 25 years. And I don't know. I guess I'm okay with most of these. Honestly, I'm okay with number one. And it's funny because I just wandered into a vintage store the other day, and I bought another Blu-ray because I'm going back to physical media. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
Number one, the best movie from the past 25 years, The Dark Knight, with a 9.1 rating. And I just bought that DVD.
One of the best movies. One of the best.
So good. Some of the scenes in that movie are done so well. And come on, the Joker's the best Joker ever.
Shout out Heath.
Then the Lord of the Rings movies came in. Inception, Interstellar, The Departed, Whiplash, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. I don't know.
Those are all good, though.
I was just very happy about number one, The Dark Knight. Katie, have you ever seen it?
I have not.
You should check it out.
Dark
it's
Knight,
good.
Actually.
Movie
yeah.
night.
Yeah.
Bring your sleeping bag over.
Yay! We can watch on your big TV.
Actually, never mind. You'll talk through the whole thing.
You get enough of that, don't you?
Yeah, never mind. You'd ruin it for everybody. So let's get the Wayback Machine and go to 1993. I was 13 years old. Katie, you were 36.
Shut up, Jeremy.
Josh wasn't even born yet.
I'm younger than you. I want to point that out. You always make
fun.
Well,
I was 13 years old in 1993.
And I was younger than that.
How about this? Patrick Renna, who played Ham in The Sandlot, is reuniting with his former castmates for a new TV series called Dugout Dads. He's going to star as a father coaching his children's Little League team while managing difficult parenting choices. Danielle Fisher from Boy Meets World is going to play his wife. And then eight of the Sandlot actors are going to appear with him.
Love.
Now, Ham is the, he was the redheaded guy.
The
with
great
all the,
Hambino.
The great, yes. Yeah. You're killing me, Smalls. Him.
Hamilton Ham Porter.
Who I follow on Instagram, and his
so
Instagram
funny.
Is so good.
Yes.
Then they list all the actors who are coming back with him. I don't know them by their real names. I'd have to look them all up. I don't know which one's Squints or Smalls or
oh,
Yeah
they
Yeah.
The little, the skinny,
or
oh, yeah,
Repeat.
The one who said, Yeah Yeah.
Yeah
right?
Yeah.
You know, you would know.
Anyway, he says, I know I'd have to see their pictures, but they list them by their real names. I'm like, just tell me if Yeah Yeah is going to be in there. So he said, after years of coaching Little League, I've witnessed some truly epic meltdowns on the field, and it's always the adults. So he's going to bring some of this real life stuff to this new TV show called Dugout Dads.
I love that.
It's a little 1993 reboot of The Sandlot, and that makes me happy.
Yeah.
One of the best movies ever
You know who
made.
I remember?
Yeah,
Benny the Jet.
Rodriguez.
Oh, he was so good looking.
He was so hot.
So cute.
And we all, the boys, remember Wendy Peppercorn or whatever her name was.
Because Squints got to kiss her.
Squints.
Yeah. Right?
That scene where he looks over, where he's pretending to drown and he smiles.
Yes, he's winking.
Every
One
boy's
of the best
dream.
Movies ever. Such
and
a good movie.
He went on to marry Wendy Peppercorn.
That's right.
And
had 11 children.
11 children.
That's such a good movie. Such a good movie. So I'm actually really excited for that TV show to come out. And then finally, I tease this. Dolly Parton has now officially launched her own coffee brand called Cup of Ambition. Inspired by her song, 9 to 5, it's going to come out at Dolly's Tennessee Travel Shop later this month, and it'll hit stores nationwide later this year. It's the oversaturation of Dolly Parton. It continues.
I wasn't expected, though. I think she's a little late on that.
Pretty good.
Like, you know?
Shout out to Jordan, who works in our promotions department here. I came in one day, and she knows how I poke fun at the oversaturation of Dolly Parton on the air, and I have for years. She left me a coffee mug on my desk that she ordered off of Amazon, and it's a picture of Dolly Parton, and it says Cup of Ambition on it. And now I'll be able to drink some of her coffee in that cup.
That's cute.
Yeah, so that's fun. All right, Katie, what's the local stuff?
Okay, so this happened yesterday right here in Lone Tree, and quite interesting, as they had a man who was driving the wrong way down Lincoln, first of all, and they tried to catch him, but he got away, and then they found him a short time later in a house here in Lone Tree, and he was eating watermelon out of somebody's fridge.
As one would.
Sometimes you just have a hankering for some delicious melon.
I get it, and it's funny because the homeowners, like, they heard him come in, but they thought he was one of the people doing construction, so they totally let him go, and then they heard somebody open the fridge, and they were like, wait a second. Wait a second.
Y'all got some watermelon. I'm hungry.
Exactly. And then they called police, who came and found that he was the guy who was involved in the hit and run, and they were able to arrest him. But how crazy. Obviously, he was on something. He wasn't sober thinking. But
now he's
going
to be stoned and have to pee because, you know, if you eat too much watermelon, you're peeing all day.
In the bathroom. You're right, Jer. This story coming out of a small southeastern Colorado town where they are selling historic buildings for as little as $3,500.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Can you believe that? Oh, it's just insane to me. So this is the little town of Ordway. It's about 1,200 Ordway. People, about 50 miles east of Pueblo
yep.
is where it's located.
Great little
so
town.
They've already sold 5 buildings under the program, including a pharmacy that's 100 years old on its main street. So
that's
neat. Yeah, and the mayor's hoping to sell more within the next year or so, and they're also working on historical grants to have additional restoration funding be brought to the city as well. But, you know, the mayor said that they're a crumbling town, and they were expected to rebuild, and so they were trying to think of outside the box ways to do that.
Yeah,
this is genius.
I've never heard
of something like this.
This is one of those situations too where I've always thought of moving to a really small town and buying like an old fire station or gas station or something and converting it into a house.
Yeah,
this is prime opportunity to do that for somebody.
Well, now you have a place you can do
you
it.
You just got to get rid of all the asbestos and lead pipes in there, probably.
Well,
but,
again,
and all
probably,
the old electrical.
You're gonna have to do some upkeep to these buildings, but you're getting them for $3,500.
Kind of fun.
And anywhere in Colorado, I like to say it's the same as Ballerina. Not a bad seat in the house, right? We love our state. We sure do. But hey, if you're looking into it again, that town is called Ordway. If you want to buy a building.
Can Amazon get me 2-day prime shipping there?
I don't think they can ship the building to you. I don't think that.
No, no. If I live there, is that on Amazon's route? Are we good?
Amazon gets everywhere. Okay. So I'm sure you could still have things delivered. And then this story's a little sad, but it gets better at the end. So Steve. Right? Steve is an Australian cattle dog, a little one, and he's so cute. Oh, his little puppy, Nana. He actually, sad story, became paralyzed earlier this year when he was playing fetch and there was a freak accident. But they made it better for him because they put a wheelchair. Yeah. Yeah, that's
worst game of fetch ever.
That is the
what happened?
The only information that they put in the story was a game of fetch. And my mind went
like
there,
new
too.
Fear
like,
unlocked for every pet owner who's throwing their ball this afternoon at the dog park.
How intense was that ball fetch? Like, yeah, no, I
although,
definitely thought of it.
Those dogs, like, they go balls out. Like, when you throw things for them, they go, you
flips
know.
Flips in the air and stuff. Yes. So yeah, but again, they were able to get a wheelchair for his back leg. So Steve was moving along just fine, right? Mm. He was loving his life. He actually had an Instagram page that followed his journey, and he was just a happy little puppy, Nana, right?
Yep.
He was getting ready to get his wheelchair on the other day, and they found that somebody had stole it from the front porch. Who does this? This is not the first time.
Same guy eating all the watermelon out of somebody's kitchen, probably.
I know. It's just awful to think that somebody could do this to a little puppy and his family.
Little puppy Nana on his wheelchair journey?
Exactly. So they went on Instagram and said, like, you know, what Steve's up to today? And Steve's like, nothing, because someone stole my wheelchair.
Because I can't walk.
And so they got the word out, and 150,000 likes later, a local company from Aurora, it's called Walkin' Pets. It's a pet mobility company. They heard about Steve's stolen wheelchair, and they asked him to come in to be fitted for a free brand new 2026 model.
Who's
so
a good human?
Steve's moving along again just
Him's
fine,
a good human.
And we love that story. So, yeah, good news about Steve there coming out.
Well, right
but still really crappy that somebody stole a dog's wheelchair.
Like, of all the things you're going to steal, why in the world would you need a dog's wheelchair? You're just stealing to steal at that point.
You're stealing to
sell
it.
What is that, a klepto?
Well, it's still worth a lot of money. And I'm sure that when they saw it, that's what they were thinking. But just what an awful person. And thankfully, Steve, again, getting along just fine. And you can go follow him on Instagram. You're going to love that.
I'm going to do it right now. I will do it right now.
Out of puppy. There you go. There's your Mile High Hype, Jer.
Thank you, Katie. You're up to date this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix 100.